It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And good morning, Kyle Bailey, joined by our local real estate expert, Mary Gilbert, with the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. Happy Friday, Mary.
Well, good morning, Kyle, and happy Friday. It's an exciting time to be talking shop because we're officially seeing those early spring gears start to turn.
Yeah, sure feels that way since it's the first week of the month as well. Everybody's eager for a recap of the Douglas County market. So tell us what the latest data from February is telling us.
Yeah, well, the February market action report just came out, and it shows a market that is shaking off the winter quiet. So while some metrics are stabilizing, we're seeing a significant shift in buyer and seller activity.
Wow. Now, let's dive right into the numbers. How did the month wrap up for the county?
Yeah, so we're looking at the residential highlights. So new listings, 133 listings for February. That increased 12.7% from the 118 listed in February of 2025. However, it's a slight decrease from a decrease of 1.5% from the 135 that were listed in January of 2026.
All right, and what do we have next?
Moving on to pending sales, we had 117 pending sales in February. That's increased 3.5% from the 113 offers that were accepted in February of 2025. And it's also an increase of 8.3% from the 108 offers that were accepted in January of 2026.
All right. A lot of good information here.
Yeah. And then if you're looking at the inventory decreased to 6 months in February. That's down from the 7 months we saw in January. Total market time increased to 126 days. And when we look at the average and median sales prices for Douglas County, the 12-month previous time period, we had an average sales price of $352,200. And finishing up February, we had a 1.4% increase to $357,200. And if you look at that median sales price percent change, that also rose 0.3% up to $326,000.
So that sounds like a stable environment.
Yeah, we are getting some stability. So now for the people that are ready to move, we could talk about what's fresh on the market this week.
Yeah, it sounds like you've got a lot of variety.
Yeah, so let's start off. I love this neighborhood, 1252 South Ridge Way in Roseburg. This is that Winchester Ridge subdivision. You don't really see it from the road, but if you drive on up past Costco, you're going to hit a gated entrance, and this is that entrance into that subdivision. So 1252 South Ridge Way, it's a three-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath home, 2,522 square feet, offered for sale at $749,000. This is a Craftsman-style home on 2.28 acres. It's got mature trees and manicured landscaping and awesome mountain and valley views. So if you need some privacy, this house has it. It's also got an attached three-car garage, and it does have very energy-efficient features. So triple pane windows, upgraded insulation, on-demand gas water heater, and it's, you know, got everything. Open concept living.
And from what I've heard from people who live up there, it is just so private and quiet.
It is private and quiet. And the nice thing about South Ridge Way is when we get that fog down in the valley, they are above the fog and they get sunshine.
And if you want a little more snow than the main part of town gets, that's where you get it too.
You could ski down. I'm just kidding.
Well, maybe
not really.
Ski down to Costco. Okay. So what about properties with maybe a little more land or maybe some historic charm?
Yeah. So if we kind of look at 145 Cross Creek, this is in the Cross Creek gated community. This house is on 5 acres, all usable ground. 145 Cross Creek Drive. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath, 2672 square feet, offered for sale at $825,000. So this has a three-stall barn. It's also got a large shop with two roll-up doors, 14-foot ceilings, bathroom, office, RV hookups. It's got oak hardwood flooring, high ceilings, spacious primary suite, with a big closet and good storage. So has quite a bit to offer for $825,000.
So what about more on the historic charm side?
Yeah, this is a fun house over in Laurelwood. So not very many homes come up for sale in Laurelwood. This was an affordable one, 342 West Chapman Avenue. This is a four-bedroom, two-bath, just over 2,281 square feet. Offered for sale at $459,000. This house was built in 1925. So it's got that historic feel in Laurelwood. It has a new roof that was installed in 2022. It's been updated. The kitchen's updated. It's got an eat-in nook, that fireplace. And outside has got a covered patio, fully fenced yard. And you should be able to enjoy that Laurelwood Park. I can't remember the name of it.
It's called Laurelwood Park.
It is Laurelwood Park. Yeah. So if you like that homey, neighbory feeling, this is the neighborhood. They even have like 4th of July parties and different gatherings.
Yeah, it's one of the unique things in Roseburg. It's really kind of its own little community there. So that's pretty cool. What about some maybe riverfront more affordable options?
Yeah, so here's an affordable Melrose property. 5.64 acres, 1698 Dorner Road. This is a manufactured home that is a fixer-upper, offered for sale at $305,000. There's currently two manufactured homes on the property, no value, but you've got that 5 acres with utilities on site. You can fix up the existing home or maybe put a new one on. So $305,000 in Melrose with 5 acres, beautiful standing timber, something for your imagination.
So what about out on Whistler's Lane?
So if we go out to Whistler's Lane, this house is 1.81 acres on the North Umpqua River. This is 1176 Whistler's Lane, 2 bedroom, 1 bath, 956 square foot home. $365,000. So almost 2 acres. You've got your own access to the North Umpqua River. The house is a fixer-upper. The well has a brand new pump. So anyways, if you got the cash or some type of rehab loan, check this one out. You don't find very many properties on the river for $365,000.
Wow, some great options there. What else should we look at?
Yeah, and then 1884 Wild River Drive. This house is ready to move into. 1.1 acres, gentle access down to the river, a 3 bedroom, 3 bath home with almost 2,800 square feet. 1884 Wild River, $750,000. It's got a 48x30 heated and fully finished shop, ideal for RVs, hobbies, or remote work setups. It's got a solar system. It's got a brand new heat pump. You also have that river irrigation. So $750,000, that one will probably go quick.
All right, let's talk about open houses that are happening this weekend.
Open houses. So 119 Oakleaf Lane in Winston. This is a manufactured home, 2021. It's a 1 bedroom, 1 bath. So if you're looking for that tiny house, here you go. It's $55,000. This house is open today from 10 a.m. till 12 p.m., and if you go out 1884 Wild River Drive, we just talked about this one. This one is also open most of the day today. 1884 Wild River Drive, 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. So you're going to have almost all day to check that one out.
And what about on Saturday?
And if we go to Saturday, 14115 North Bank Road is open from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. This is also on the river, 2.5 acres. Got amazing river views. It's also got a second manufactured home on the property that could be a little guest house or a hobby room. $579,000. It's just had a massive price drop.
Looks like you've got a couple on Sunday, too.
Yeah, so on Sunday, 832 Sand Pines is open from 11 to 1. That's out in Sutherland. And you get a second opportunity to check out 14115 North Bank Road. That's going to be open Sunday as well from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m.
Well, the spring market seems to be really waking up. Any final thoughts for people listening?
Well, absolutely. Preparation is everything. So with market time at 126 days, sellers need to be patient. And for buyers, that means more listings and more choices. So don't wait to start having those conversations now.
So how do they reach you?
You can call or text our team at 541-366-6080. You can also find us online at marygilbert.com or Stop by our office at 2658 Northeast Stevens Street in Roseburg.
All right, that wraps up Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.